right. Now we'll get back into the text here. 2 Thessalonians. To finish up chapter 2. Beginning in verses 13 and 14 here. I've revised verse 13 just a little bit. But we should always give thanks to God for you, brothers. I always change brethren to brothers. Brethren is old English. Nobody ever says that anymore except for the Sunday preachers out there, generally speaking. Beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you as the first fruits. That is the major change, the New American Standard, from the beginning, is what they translate for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. All right, looking at the Greek here, and we'll explain why we change what we change. Understand that the Bible that you're reading is nothing more than a translation. Whoever translated it derived their translation from the original languages in the New Testament of Greek. And while the New American Standard is still probably considered to be one of the best translations out there in regards to detail of the Greek, King James was good for his time, but with all the these and thous and its and what's and all those other things, you know, we'd be changing everything. But even it has its problems, as we have seen. Hence why it is incumbent upon an interpreter of the truth of Bible doctrine to know their languages sufficient so they can ensure an accurate translation to begin with. If you don't translate it right, then what chance have you to interpret it right? All right, looking here at the Greek. But we should always give thanks to God for you, brothers beloved by the Lord. Our conjunction but is postpositive conjunction de, D-E, but or now. We, first of all, is emphatic use of the pronoun ego, E-G-O. We ourselves, literally, not really brought out in the New American Standard. Always give thanks. Always is our adverb pantote, P-A-N-T-O-T-E. Pantote, give thanks. Give thanks here. Give. First of all, our verb present active indicative, ophilo, O-P-H. E-I-L-O, are obliged or indebted, compelled, translated with the term should in the New American Standard. We saw the same construction back in 1, verse 3. We ought, always. There ought, here should. Give thanks, then, is our verb here as an infinitive, present active infinitive, eucharisteo, E-U. C-H-A-R-I-S-T-E-O, charisteo, to God. To God with a definite article, hotheos in the dative, T-H-E-O-S. For you, concerning you, preposition peri, P-E-R-I. Plus the pronoun su, S-U. Brothers beloved by the Lord. Our noun for brothers here, again in the vocative case, case of address, adelphos. A-D-E-L-P-H-O-S. These are brothers beloved by the Lord. Our verb beloved here is a participle, adjectival participle, perfect passive. Agapao. A-G-A-P-A-O, by the Lord, preposition hupo, H-O-P-O, follow with our noun for Lord, kurios, K-U-R-I-O-S. Because God has chosen you as the first fruits for salvation. Because is our causal conjunction, hoti, H-O-T-I. God, again, hotheos with the definite article, has chosen is our verb aorist middle indicative of hireo, H-A-I-R-E-O, hireo, literally has chosen for himself. This verb is used three times here in Philippians 1:22 and Hebrews 11:25. Has chosen you, reference Thessalonians, pronoun su. As the first fruits. First fruits, the textual variants from the beginning. Our word here is a noun, accusative feminine singular, aparche, A-P-A-R-C-H-E, aparche. The textual variant's alternative is the preposition op with our noun arches. Close, as you can see, but no cigar. Textual variants would be op, A-P, in our case, A-R-C-H-E-S, from the head or from the beginning, from oppo, our case. Both are well attested in regards to manuscripts. There are literally hundreds of Greek manuscripts of the New Testament. The most difficult reading is preferred here as first fruits. The reason why the most difficult reading is preferred is because a translator who is, or a scribe, copier, that runs across something and they see it and it doesn't make any sense to them, the human nature is inclined to change it to make it make sense rather than just stick with the text that they have in front of them. So that is the logic behind your hermeneutics of which text to ascribe to when you have a kind of an equal attestation of use. And in addition to that, nowhere else in Paul's writings does the preposition op with the noun our case exist. Seven times he uses our noun here, aparche, in his writings. Five times it's translated as first fruit or fruits in the plural, in Romans 8:23, 16:5, 1 Corinthians 15:20 and 23, 16:15. So first fruits for salvation, for into literally the preposition ice, followed with our noun for salvation here, accusative feminine singular, soteria, S-O-T-E-R-I-A. Through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. Through or by, preposition in, E-N. Our noun for sanctification, taking the instrumental case, masculine singular, hagiosmos, H-A. G-I-A-S-M-O-S, hagiosmos, used, we saw it used in 1 Thessalonians 4, 3, 4, 7, by the Spirit, by Spirit is our noun, genitive, neuter, singular, pneuma, P-N-E-U-M-A. The Spirit, literally, and connective chi, faith in the truth. You have our typical word for faith, pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. By the truth, or noun for truth here as a genitive of reference, genitive feminine singular, aletheia, A-L-E-T T-H-I-A.
And we'll
hit verse 14 after our break.